This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Wherever you are, you can call and talk here. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay.
The number, 855-450-3733. Angie, in the last hour, we were reading an article from some preacher out there, Spong, who is saying that hell was created by the church as a way to control people through fear.
Right.
Yeah. Well, as how much longer does this go?
It just has a couple more sentences.
Yeah.
Spong continues that, I honor my tradition. I walk through my tradition. But I don't think my tradition defines God. It only points me to a God.
That's kind of how I see it, too, is that there's many ways to get to a relationship with whatever the deity out there, this mystery that so many of us believe that exists. And one can say, look, there's no proof for a God. And I gotcha. There's not a lot of proof. A lot of people have experiences that lead them to believe that there's a God, and I'm not going to tell those people that they're wrong. But what one can point to is that the human species apparently is theist, right? Like, there's, best I can tell, there hasn't been a culture yet that is just not interested in the supernatural, God, or, you know, something like that. They all believe in something beyond what we currently have.
And that's what makes things fun.
Yeah, well,
I love all those stories.
Yeah, I don't, look, to me, I think whatever it is that you've got going, that's your relationship, and it's cool. For me, it's not going to be my motivating thing because I've got my own own story, and I appreciate the Spong guy coming out and sort of probably giving a lot of people some relief in this area, because it can be really stressful thinking that you're always failing and you're always, guilty of something, that this eternal being is always watchful over how much you're giving praise and how much you're, you're touching yourself at night.
That's a sin.
God.
And, you know,
frustrating.
There are these people that I know, now that you mention it, it brings back some memories. Remember this one kid. And in high school, he's like, oh, I'm going to hell anyway, so I'm just going to do whatever. You know, he just didn't care.
Right.
I mean, he's just convinced he's going to hell no matter what.
So, at that point, he bought some portion of the story and just decided, okay, that's it. I might as well do everything wrong.
Yeah, he's one of these guys, see you in hell, brother. You know, when he walk away from her or something or see him somewhere, and he was just...
Did he ever end up in prison?
He kind of might be dead, actually, now I'm thinking about it. Mm-hmm. He's definitely on that list of kids that went to high school with that got into heroin, and that list every now and then on Facebook, you know, you see another, overdose or whatever. He's had a chronic struggle in life, but, I mean, I knew this guy since we were, 7, 8 years old, and his parents were like, iron-fisted, I don't even know if I was going to say Catholics, but I'm not sure. I don't know what there was some kind of religious you're going to burn in hell, kind of folks, and it really screwed this dude up.
It was just ingrained in him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel for those people in those situations because something similar happened to me. I believed all the things that I'd been told in Sunday school and at private school and all that stuff, and then one day I stopped believing them because I didn't believe every aspect of the story. I remember the Noah story didn't make much sense to me. So I'm like, well, if this is wrong, then it's all wrong. Because I was taught that it was all right, right? Like, either this is the unerring word of God or it isn't. And once it wasn't the unerring word of God anymore, then it wasn't. And then I didn't believe any of that. That sent me on this path of destructive behavior that ended me up in, ultimately in prison. And I think that although that particular type of rearing may really work for some people, I think that you need to understand that there's another side of the coin, that it really doesn't work for other types, and that one needs to be careful about what sort of statements one makes surrounding those kind of things.
My father raised me up till about five with no mom. He was a single dad, and my grandmother had us a lot when we were little kids. And she was one of these, she was raised like hardcore Irish Catholic, but she was like very spiritual. She was really into like putting the crystals, in the moon when there was a full moon. And she was really into like angels are looking out for you and karma. Like, I can remember I was in Kmart and I don't know, I broke something on a thing and she like slapped me and made me like pay for it and buy it. And then she told me karma was going to get me for doing that. So, like, a couple weeks later, some toy I really liked. I mean, I was, like, in first grade. I remember telling my teacher about this in first grade.
6 or 7,
yeah. And the toy broke, whatever it was. And my grandmother was like, yep, that's karma. So just a couple more toys going to break, and your karma debt will be paid, because I was just like, being a little bastard. I just kicked something in Kmart, and it like flew across, and it broke, and it was like $30. My grandmother paid for it and made me like work it off for $1 an hour.
But wasn't that doing the right thing? I mean, you paid your debt to karma because you paid for it and you worked for it, so why would karma come back to get you later?
She had this theory of like, you got to have to, like, if you do something bad, you have to pay back a triple debt or something. It was just something she liked.
Some quantity.
Sure.
Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. I've been going to the senior center, but I have requested a chapel.
Are you senior?
Or meditation at the senior center.
Are you a senior?
No, I'm going to qualify. I could be a member this July 24th.
What's that?
July 24th, she'll be a senior.
Okay.
Okay, so my whole point is that, the gift room is empty. Nobody wants to run it. So there's an empty room. It just sits there. And then I like to, meditate for 15 minutes or do my decrees, chanting, and it always bothers people. Because they ask me, is that Christian? And they thought, I pray to Buddha and Hindu religion. And they're like, and they report me, and they turn me in so that I cannot pray anywhere in that place. But the thing is, all the hospitals, that take government funding, like UNM Hospital, for example, it's, government funded. And there are, even the college, they have a Catholic chapel, a huge one.
Yep. They have airports have them, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm talking about. All the universities, they have a Lutheran center and for an organization, and they take taxpayer funding. This whole thing about, it takes taxes, so what, we cannot have any religious thing in this property. That's a bunch of nonsense because, like I said, the hospital has two chapels.
Yeah.
And the colleges have, a huge Catholic center. I mean, huge with, 8 different rooms. So,
I'd say as long as there's a chapel and that chapel's not necessarily set aside for one particular religion or something like that, that makes sense to me that any tax-funded organization can have that if they want.
Well, here's the thing.
The whole thing is what I'm saying is what they don't want is a mission where they preach to you. I've been to the, West community, they preach to you for an hour before they feed you hot dogs and beans, for the homeless. So that's completely their organization, So, but what I'm saying is if religion is not pushed and forced on you and beaten into you, and you're going there out of your free volition to practice your own faith, open to all religions. You pray and meditate, but it's a room. So why it should be tax funded? They do very well in all the hospitals. They do all the well in.
Every time I've seen a chapel, it's been empty. But that doesn't mean that it shouldn't be at some tax funded thing. Sarah, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay.
Jay, ForkFest 2019 is coming up June 13th through the 18th.
Oh, we're going to have a good time.
Rogers Campground. I heard you're going to be having man camp there. Now, there's going to be several other events going on, including the big gay dance party and a few other things.
Buzz is putting on a big gay dance?
No. Okay. This is...
somebody else?
Yeah, Derek and Steven are...
Oh, right. I heard him talk about that maybe last night, actually. Yeah.
So tell me about man camp.
Oh, I'd love to tell you about man camp. So man camp, the idea about man camp is to restore confidence in mankind. I'm going to be 40 years old this summer. My peers are virtually useless. They are virtually useless. My peers have been virtually useless my entire life.
Yeah.
Anything happens, and, you know, I wouldn't change a tire. I just call AAA. I mean, but the thing, I'm not sure if I could do it safely. People are like, you know, every Wednesday I have a good friend, and he's actually not a useless guy. He's a very handy guy, but he brings his truck to me every other Wednesday he comes down, and we work on his truck or one of his trailers. He's got a farm here in New Hampshire. He's a free stater. And we do, he's like, I'm going to do man camp. So, but the thing is the people who want government, there's two kinds of people who want government. Those who don't have the confidence to take care of themselves and feel they need government to take care of them. And then there's those who are these authoritarian types who want to prey on those people who don't have the confidence to take care of themselves. And the first group I had mentioned is much larger than the second group.
Yeah.
There's a lot more that are being preyed on than are authoritarians. So my idea is, like, let's do some things that that I got to grow up doing because I grew up on a farm. I am so blessed. I grew up where my dad was like, now it's probably a good thing that my dad was a single father, because he was like, had to take me to work with him. He's like, you're cleaning stalls. And I don't even remember he told me to clean stalls. He just did it. I mean, when I was 6 years old, I taught a 15-year-old his first job, and that was cleaning stalls. So when we had a forge there, and we did some iron working, and we did a lot of horseshoeing, and we were always fixing and repairing stuff. So I got a homestead property now. There's a lot of work that needs to be done around there. I was on the roof today, actually. And so the idea of man camp is at Forkfest, we're going to set up the blacksmithing area. We're actually, I think I got a girl who's going to teach an oxygen acetylene class and how to cut steel with an oxygen acetylene torch. We're going to have like a little get together on sharpening chains and chainsaws. You know, it's something we need in New Hampshire. We're going to have a lot of kids activities.
I want to know how to sharpen a knife well, too. I found over time that sometimes I sharpen them better than others.
Yeah, and the thing is so my brother Josh is actually going to do that. He sharpens, you know, his horseshoeing, his hoof knife. He's a horseshoer, he's a farrier, you know, several times a day. And he's like, he can make your knife a razor blade that'll hold if it's a decent knife. So we are going to, we're trying to get someone to do a little knife making class there. A few of the people I've talked to about doing it are a little intimidated. It might be me who does it, and I'm not like super, you know, I don't have a lot of knife making experience. I've made a few knives. I got to, you know, polish up on it. But yeah, there will actually be a knife sharpening thing there. There's, activity, and we're gonna do all kinds of things. I'm actually making for Free Ross 2019. I want to do like a group effort. I'm gonna have it's gonna be basically a sheet of sheet metal, and we're gonna be able to take a MIG welder, and we're gonna teach people how to weld with a MIG welder. We're gonna actually do some gas oxyacetylene welding classes, the way that my great grandfather welded when he worked for the power company Con Edison. He was welded with gas, hot flame.
Huh.
And so we just did a little bit of this up in Bangor, Maine. We were up at the Slopies, and Ernie Hancock was up there, and we made some ornamental iron art for hanging, basket holders and stuff and plants with Derek Slopies' kids. Today we're
getting time for Mother's Day.
7 and 12. Yep, we made some. And even Derek's wife, she got right in on it. And my wife, Shallon, they were, you know, pounding hot steel on the anvil. And
I'm sending my son to you over the summer for a version of man camp so he can learn how to do many of these things. More or less, he's just going to help you in whatever you're doing as opposed to having a class for him.
Yep.
But, you know, that's how people learn. They do these things. If you want to be involved in ForkFest and that and everything else, go to ForkFest.party. We've got a Telegram chat, ForkFest forum, ForkFest.party. To get involved. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm interested in Man Camp.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of excitement about it. I actually made a Man Camp Telegram planning page. Planning chat on Telegram. I got to do a public chat for Man Camp actually next. And there's a lot of excitement. The free rosting we're going to build is basically going to be a piece of like metal art that everybody can like put their name on. Or who I'm going to basically make it so you make it like a $10 donation to the free rost. And then we're going to take
sign
this,
their name in a TIG welder.
In a MIG welder, actually. Sign their name in a MIG welder. And or they can bend up some metal. I'm going to make it so like it's blank and people are going to start it. And I'm going to help everybody through it. And then we're going to auction that off and we're going to have the free Ross benefit auction, which I'll be the auctioneer for either on the Friday night or the Saturday night of Pork Fest. But and there's just the Man Camp thing is it's going to be awesome. I got a lot of people are very excited about it. Like people coming out wanting to volunteer and teach things.
No, you call it Man Camp, but women can sign up too.
Well, women are men that have a womb. We're all mankind. I want to get away from using the word person. You know, people. I'm always correcting people. They're like, "Oh, this person," and I'm like, "Oh, a person." If you look up that definition, it's a corporation, trust, or other legal fiction. That's what a person is, and it's just the language has been so molested. And also, it's like everybody's like, "Oh, the man's going to put me down." It's like, well, be the man. Then you won't be being put down. Stop being anything other than a man. And it is just mankind. And, you know, people get like hyper feminist about things and like oversensitive. I just don't even pay attention to it.
Ernie, you're happy to help anybody learn to weld.
I'm happy to help anybody learn how to do anything they want.
Let me ask you this. TIG welders for aluminum?
You can use a TIG welder for aluminum. I also have a MIG welder set up for aluminum.
Okay, so yep. What is the difference between a TIG and a MIG?
Well, TIG is tungsten inert gas, but basically, so I taught Ernie and Derek did some TIG welding. TIG welding is just welding using, instead of using gas for your heat to melt two metals together, using electricity to melt two metals together. And TIG is tungsten inert gas. And inert gas is argon that removes all the atmosphere so you can make a really nice, clean, precise weld. Ernie Hancock has never TIG welded in his life. He's 57 years old, but he's done a lot of gas welding. That guy was doing TIG welds, you know, like he had been better than a lot of guys who have been TIG welding, like for a couple of years.
Like a pipe fitter.
Because it's the similar process to gas welding. So a lot of the old timers do get TIG welding down pretty quick.
Got a story here from the LA Times that I want to go over, and I think I find this headline very surprising. More households now subscribe to some kind of streaming service than traditional TV, according to a new report. So
I believe it. But
the cord cutting thing is no longer a marginal thing that's being done. It is mainstream. Cord cutting is mainstream now. This is the end of the old media, broadcast media, that kind of thing. Now we've got something different going on.
Well, the marketplace has been opened up, you know, thanks to internet.
It's true. YouTube, right on your TV.
YouTube, Netflix.
Instant gratification.
Yep.
That too.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Lima, Ohio, touting the economy.
More Americans are working today than ever before in the history of our country. Almost 160 million people. More than ever before, by far. And if you look at African American, you've heard me say this many times, African American employment is at an all-time low unemployment. Asian American unemployment is at an all-time low. Hispanic unemployment, an all-time low.
Much of Nebraska is still under a state of emergency as deadly flooding has crippled the region. So far, three people have died from the flooding. Crystal Schnackenberg tells Fox News just how quickly the flood approached her property.
Approximately 7 hours, it went from nothing to all of our houses were underwater.
Vice President Mike Pence toured the area's hardest hit on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're reading this article from the LA Times here that says that now we've reached the more than 50% threshold where more households subscribe to a streaming service than to traditional TV. Now, it's possible that a household subscribes to both. But now we have a situation where more people are subscribed to, more households subscribe to a streaming service than to traditional TV. And I think that this is, it's a turning point.
And a lot of people I know, the only reason that they actually have cable television is because the bundle is cheaper for like broadband, phone, internet access, mm-hmm. and cable. Now we have this little cable company called TDS where I live in Henniker, New Hampshire. And it's like $41 just for internet. And, you know, there is no, like, it isn't cheaper with the bundle. So, you know, I got no reason to subscribe
right,
to cable.
Extra.
Yeah. So, and I actually have never, ever had cable since I moved out of my parents' house when I was 19.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I had cable, too. There was a time when it was $19 or something to have cable to the house. So, well, why not have something when the TV gets turned on? But that's been a long time now with the Internet. You've already got the Internet. You're already paying for the Internet. Just having some kind of box hooked up to your TV that allows you to have, I think those are widgets or something, I don't know what they're called, but some kind of app that plays either, YouTube or Amazon or whatever it might be. Amazon, I think they practically give away those Fire Sticks or did at one point. So,
cable's really expensive. The guy, 6 months ago, I moved into this house, and the guy that was living there before us, he was very much into sports ball.
Yep.
And he was like, talking about how he's broke and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, well, you know, he's like, I can't find a place any cheaper, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, what do you spend your money on? You know, he gets like $2,500 a month between disability and a little job he works. And he's like, well, you know, my cable bill, $122 a month. I'm like, what? He's like, well, you know, he goes, you can't like stream the football game and the Red Sox games. And I don't know, you know, he's kind of like a little behind technology, but yeah, I'm like, that's a lot of money, man, just to, you know, watch a, you know, government, you know, funded, you know, subsidized industry, you know, that's all it is as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, once you talk about live sports, that's when the that's where they got you. It's they still haven't quite brought that online entirely. I don't know everything. Somebody's probably listening and knows how you can get sports online. I don't know the answer. The number is 855-450-3733. If you've got a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance, it's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, and it's not very hard. Just drop your personal crypto wallet addresses into their setup page and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash and Bitcoin Cash right at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. It's AnyPay.Global. And it's great service. Love it. But check it out, AnyPay.Global. This story here from the L.A. Times talking about how for the first time, the percentage of households in the U.S. that subscribe to a digital streaming service, they now it's more than traditional television, according to the results of a new survey released Monday. Deloitte's 13th Annual Digital Media Trends Survey found that 69% of respondents have at least one streaming video subscription, probably Netflix or Amazon Prime.
I use my brother's next Netflix account. I don't even have one.
Right. A lot of people, that's the case. Compared with 65% who have a traditional pay TV subscription. So that's cable, not somebody who just has rabbit ears. You could still do that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's pretty – the airwaves, a guy was at his place in Ware the other day, and he was telling me how he gets like 85 channels, and he's got the antenna pointed towards like Boston.
So I can't believe you can get that.
Yeah, well, he's on a good spot. He's almost got he's definitely got a clear shot to Manchester, and he picks up a ton of Boston stuff, and it's HD. It's like the high definition. It's not like your old 440 hertz, you know, rabbit ears deal. This is, and he's got a rotator thing. He can turn it like, he says, there isn't much in Concord, but he can get a lot of stuff. And
it's a rotator. That's the issue. It's
right.
A directional antenna.
But he gets like an ESP. And 1, 2, and 3, yep. And he gets like a Fox 1, 2, and 3. He gets like a couple different NBCs. I mean, a lot of them are, you know, overlapping the same shows, but like some of the content is different. And there's a lot of like there's all kinds of stuff on. I don't know, but he likes it because he dumped cable because he got that digital. I think it's a digital broadcast or something. I don't know. It's a high frequency, like it's a small antenna.
Yeah, I would think the antenna would have to be directional in order to pick it up.
Yes, it is, absolutely.
The finding underscores, let's see, 65% who have traditional pay subscription. The finding underscores the continued popularity of services such as Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime as more customers become disenchanted with the high costs associated with cable and satellite packages. And they are. And as more people leave, it seems like the prices continue to get higher. When the economic downturn hit, and I think this was like 2008 or whatever, we tightened our belts there at my house, and we got rid of everything that we didn't have to have. And we went through each thing and looked at it and like, can you give up this? Can you give up that? You know, just looking at everything. And yeah, we could absolutely give up. At the time, I think we had Dish or something, and just cut it. And we've never gone back. We haven't had anything there for over 10 years. Now we've got a TV with it's like an old PlayStation 3 that Amazon Prime, and YouTube is cycled through, and that's it.
So you could go buy like a $50 smartphone at Walmart and stream about any service. You know, all these smartphones now, you can go USB to an HDMI.
Oh, yeah, you could do
that. You know, they work pretty good. But, like, I wonder on that, you know, how many people who still have actual cable subscriptions are You know, how many of those people are under 40? I bet you a big...
Probably a few.
Because, like, my grandparents, they got to have cable. My one grandmother needs it to watch the Red Sox. My other grandmother, wants to watch CSI and all these crime investigation shows in the nightly news. And I'm like... So I'm showing them both. You can just do this on the internet.
Yep.
You don't need to have that cable.
My mom doesn't want to consume it that way.
And then
same deal.
So I bet you if you looked into the age category, it's going to be a lot of people that are north of 40 that are still subscribing.
Probably 10 years ago on Free Talk Live, we had a story where they found somebody who was still renting their AT&T telephone from the local AT&T affiliate. Now, I didn't even know what this meant, but apparently you didn't used to, before I was a kid, before I was born, you didn't used to be able to own a phone. You had to rent it from AT&T because they had the monopoly. And if you lived in the same place long enough and you didn't change your plan long enough, then you could potentially still be today renting a phone and paying the old phone rates and all that stuff. And likely, and of course the person who was doing this was probably in their 80s, 70s or 80s or something like that, and they hadn't moved and didn't have a lot of knowledge about phone plans or anything, so they just continued to do the same thing over and over again. But it just baffles me that some customer service person that they must have talked to, a few of them over the course of decades, that they didn't come up and say, this is a terrible deal.
Well, I mean, unless you're wanting to, dump them. I just dumped Verizon the other day,
right.
And they're like, oh, we can give you. I'm like, listen, I'm done with you guys. Can you give me, here's what I said to them. Can you give me a deal where I pay no taxes? What are you talking about? Well, do you have an exemption number, blah, blah, blah. I says, no. I says, but when I go buy a Straight Talk card at Walmart in New Hampshire, it's $45 and no tax. If I buy it in Massachusetts, I pay sales tax on it. But, these people have been renting the phone for $4 a month for 25 years, probably. And the customer service associate is not going to, try to talk them out of it. And the only time, that someone who's been doing this probably doesn't even know they're renting it.
They don't
have a clue. It's just all part of the package.
Mm-hmm. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about whatever you want, but we're talking about this sea change here where apparently more Americans now are using streaming services than they are sort of paid cable and dish type services. I'm amazed by it. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay.
I guess it had to happen at some point, but I didn't think it was happening so quickly.
Well, it was just like the same thing, what, 12 years ago, that it became more cell phone numbers than actual landline numbers. And I remember that was like a big deal when that happened. But, of course, I mean, cell phones are convenient. You know, with landlines, you have to use the conglomerate that has the local monopoly. I mean, wait till we get this, like, mesh network thing going that we've been working on to where we can, you know, via mesh network, we can choose any internet service provider we want. Or when the technology gets good enough to where satellite internet can be, you know, affordable enough to use, that we can just work off whoever satellite we want, and there's actual real competition because, it's like Ernie Hancock says, you know, freedom is 62 miles up. You know, if you can get a satellite in the air and we get to satellite data packets get good enough for, you know, all this streaming and all the crazy stuff we want to do, we could have probably some really good choices then.
Is it? Ernie's obsessed with that kind of stuff, and he's got some really great ideas. Is it Pirates Without Borders?
Pirates Without Borders, yeah. And everybody's been hearing, you know, the letters of Mark and Reprisal that him and Davy Barker and a bunch of people have been working on, you know, if you listen to the LRN feed or Twitch feed, those come on in the commercials.
We play those on Free Talk Live's regular commercials, so they're not just there. They're on radio stations across the U.S. because Ernie is such a dynamic and brilliant individual. I think that I want people to be aware of what he's working on and what he's talking about, because he's an amazing guy.
I spent a couple of days up there with Ernie up in Maine, and I've loved Ernie for years. I mean, he's such a ball of energy. He's so much fun. I had a great time working with him for a few days. He does a lot of good things.
I want to thank the amplifiers for amplifying Free Talk Live, especially C-Haw. I guess it's like yeehaw, like see, yeehaw, ha, ha. For amplifying us at the silver rate. Thank you, Seehaw. If you want to support Free Talk Live and what we do, which is to bring the message of liberty to people 7 nights a week here on the airwaves, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. The survey, which they're talking about here with the streaming services, found that the average consumer subscribes to 3 streaming services, that binge watching continues to be a popular activity, with 91% of U.S. millennials saying that they have watched 3 or more episodes of a show in a single sitting. And I guess I have done that. I don't do it often. But I, 3 services, by no means am I going to pay that kind of money. I'm not getting back on the cable train by having, I don't even know what they cost, but I think of it as like $8 or $9 for a streaming service is what I imagine as far as the number goes.
Per month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have Amazon Prime, that's included in your Prime account.
Right, but half the reason we have Amazon Prime at my house is because of the streaming service. And the other half is shipping. What about you guys? What do you have at your house there, Angie?
We have Amazon Prime, and my son, Mikey, has Netflix. We don't even have a TV at our house.
So what do? They just put it on the computer?
Yeah, we have laptops, computers, and everybody watches their own thing when they want to. Everybody has their own setup.
Huh.
So you guys don't have, like, family movie night?
No, well, if we do, we do it on my MacBook Pro in the living room on the rug, and everybody gets popcorn and sits together.
There you go.
We have a projector, and that works pretty cool because you can do it either from my phone or my wife's phone. And she has Prime and Hulu, but I think we're going to get rid of Hulu because the last couple of times we watched something on Hulu, there's commercials. And most of them are commercials for pharmaceutical and
first you pay and then you get a commercial
crap. So I'm like, let's just get rid of that. We don't need that. And then I use my brother's Netflix, which, you know, you can, like, 5 people can work off the same Netflix account, mm-hmm. I guess.
I watched some movie not too long ago. It was 10,000 BC a few nights ago. Not the greatest, certainly not the most historical movie I've ever seen, but it wasn't terrible either. It had all the elements of a fine movie. And I got to see it through Amazon Prime, but it was one of the services on Prime where they offer this third-party service, and it had ads in it. It probably had 10 or 12 ads, which, mind you, if you were watching a 2-hour movie on broadcast television, you just saw a heck of a lot more mm-hmm. than 10 or 12 ads in that frame. But I was just kind of like, well, this isn't so bad. I could live with it. I didn't have a particular problem with it, but at the same time, every once in a while, you'd be like interrupted in your viewing. Many consumers experience frustration with the streaming services content, with 47% saying they need multiple subscriptions to watch everything they want, and 57% saying shows that they enjoy have disappeared from streaming services. As a matter of fact, it's my understanding that Disney is intending to roll out a streaming service here in the relatively near future.
Yeah, Brian Sovereign was talking about that the other day, actually.
They are Sovereign Tech.
Yep, Sovereign Tech.
Yep, you can search that. When Disney goes off of any of these other streaming services, the reason we have intellectual property laws in America is because of Mickey Mouse. Disney is the biggest proponent of intellectual property. Once they pull their content from these services, then these services are going to look a lot less attractive when you can no longer get Mary Poppins and all the Disney movies. And then don't forget, they own all the Marvel content.
I was
going to
say, they've been buying up all kinds of IP like crazy, too.
They've got Star Wars
stuff.
Yep. And they pretty much. There's a lot of content that Disney has, and once they open their own streaming service, they've got it all.
You know what drives me nuts? Not so much really in the libertarian community, but like with some of my family, and like they're all talking about how they watch like all these like episodes and all this stuff, and I'm like, how do you get anything done? But it's like, you know, these are the people that, you know, that their kids. Are watching, you know, some brown guy mow the lawn. So they're not watching mom and dad do it. And mom and dad don't mow the lawn. They're hiring someone to do it. And they're not, you know, it takes more effort to have your kid mow the lawn than to go do it yourself half the time. So they're not even doing that. So this is like where the man camp comes in.
That's because of bad parenting up to that point.
Well, it's like, man, TV rots your mind. And it's just some people watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, there was a time when I almost entirely played console video games rather than watching television. I didn't even understand it, but
at least that's interactive.
Yeah, at some point or another, it kind of switched over for me, and now I'm generally watching, some movie or if I'm watching, I'm generally going to watch a movie or something. There's none of these shows have really tickled my fancy, at least since Rome, which was an HBO show from probably 10 plus years ago, and I really haven't had anything since then that's really got me terribly excited. I know a lot of people like Game of Thrones is a big one, and The Living Dead.
I was a big Breaking Bad fan.
Yeah, Breaking Bad was a huge one. I remember Lost. A lot of people were into
that one.
Yeah,
I did watch Lost when I was in Colorado. But one of my Hay customers a couple of weeks ago, she was like, you better not show up here, after 7 o'clock because I'm in house and I'm watching my shows. And I'm like, what day? Every day she tells me. And I'm like, oh, okay. And it was just, sometimes I drive down to Cape Cod with some hay and I don't get to her place maybe till 7. So I got to make her the first stop, and
o'clock. At least she's got a time.
Yeah.
I do think you have to protect your personal time to some extent, in the sense that I have a little advisory on my email that says, hey, look, I work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep, I've seen it.
If you've got an issue, it's going to be handled between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. It's not going to be handled after that, because in today's connected world, people sort of have an expectation that if they send you something at 5:15 that you're going to handle it. Well, no, I'm not. I've got to do 4 days a week on the air. That's 3 hours plus the show prep time, which can be a couple hours on top of that. And then I've got to run the ads for the show and all those things. No, I don't have time to just be go chasing after whatever the little minutia is. And somebody will always give it to you. So when I get off the air here at 10 p.m., yeah, I'm going to go home, I'm going to watch a movie, and I'm going to go to bed.
A guy I do some work for, he's got a rental business in Ware. He was just telling me, Ware, New Hampshire. And he shuts off, has it set up, so all his work-related communications, except for his emergency phone number,
yep,
shut off at 5 p.m. and turn back on, I think, at 8 a.m. Because it's just phones just buzzing constantly.
Right.
Otherwise.
I imagine that's true for lots of lines of work, but it certainly is for mine and probably is for yours, too. The number, 855-450-3733, 855-450-free as in freedom. What's a fair number of hours to protect for yourself, for your time and your family? Free Talk Live.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.